Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's WWE Money in the Bank 2019 predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis. This is Chopper Pete Quinnell. Laurie Blake is ill. That's, you know, there's no... That they're not connected things. Pete's here on his own merit. Mm-hmm. And Luke Owen.
Yeah, I think, Pete, you are here just because we thought that Laurie has had too much exposure on this channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You needed some TV time.
Yeah, you didn't just get the guy that looks the most like Laurie to fill in then, did you?
No, well, we thought, like, it's like the Mojo Rawley thing. Like, it was on TV for a couple of weeks, and then they forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh, no, we've got a Mojo. Put him out on Raw, have him beat Apollo Crews.
And you've both got right. Testicles for faces. and so it's a shame because Laurie Blake is... the Wrestle League Trophy Emoji Trophy Champion.
He certainly
so
is.
This, we finally got awards. Here it is.
An actual trophy.
I don't know if it's going to focus
trophy
up.
Emoji trophy.
It's focused enough.
There's an engraving there. This was upwards of £4. If you win Wrestle League, there were three joint winners for Wrestle League Season 1, which is a Patreon Fantasy Predictions League that we all take part in, and anyone who donates $5 or more a month. There's over 1,000 people in that league.
Oh, yeah.
The winners get these. They have been sent out to people across the world.
Oh, well, we've across the world.
German Dan
yep.
in Germany. Surprise.
Shocking.
We've got someone else in Romania.
Whoa.
Nice.
And Dactron in the States.
Wow.
Nice. But
they are all on their way to you.
Poor, poor person who came first, and Oliver Davis, their hero, has just forgotten their name.
No, I know they're from Romania because that was surprisingly easy to ship to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
You would have thought.
The more you know.
But yes, this is Wrestle League Season 2. And season 2 kicked off with the end of Season 1. So WrestleMania 35's predictions count. That's the only one where we've had so far. Me and Laurie are joint in the lead. I don't know where you are.
I've got the standings if you would like them. So currently on 11 points, it is Ollie and Laurie and Pete and Andy Datson on 11 points.
Whoa.
All on 11 points.
All from WrestleMania 35.
All from WrestleMania 35,
amazing.
Yes.
That did have about 80 matches though. So that's low success rate.
Yeah. And I am trailing with 8 points. Which means I think I got the first third of WrestleMania 35 right, if I remember the match total correctly.
But this is what happened last time. You make up for it
starter.
At the end.
I'm a slow starter. I'm a grower, not a shower.
Proverbial turtle.
And finally, really lagging behind is housemate Simon with 6 points. So you have nearly got double his points lead currently. So you are all on 11 points, bar me and Simon.
But I lost season 1. I had to do the Shawn Michaels music video punishment. Such a savage punishment.
Which my lady partner always plays. All the time. Yeah. It's really disturbing, honestly.
Oh, I know, P.
Yeah.
She texts me about it.
Anyway, would you like to do some predictions?
Yes.
Okay,
let's do it.
So let's kick off with the pre-show. We have got 11 matches on this card. It's almost as many as WrestleMania.
But come on, let's be honest. The Kabuki Warriors match hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah, so we're recording this on a Thursday. Mm. There is every chance another 3 matches could be announced that we don't know. So they will be added if you are on Patreon. The Patreon link is already up and live. You can go over there and join in on that. We'll add those matches in should they come in, and we'll all predict. We just want to do another video for it. But we do know for sure that on the pre-show, we are getting Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos, which is not for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. We all thought it was. It's in the Wrestle League Patreon document that it is. But it was only after Datsuno put it live, which was his third attempt, because he kept getting it wrong, that we realized, well, I told him, it turns out it's not for the titles. And I only found that out by reading The Observer, where Meltzer said, it's not for the titles. And I was like, is it not?
What about Wikipedia, though?
Wikipedia also says it's not for the titles.
Oh. Well, yeah. That's where I copy and paste everything from.
Yeah.
That's everyone's source of knowledge.
Genuinely thought it was. Turns out it's not.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll go first.
That's good, because I was going to ask you first.
I think it'll be a really good match. It's insane to think that Brian's on the pre-show, but to defend WWE, he was injured. These are late plans. Mm-hmm. But then again, I don't know why they can't just put him on the main show anyway. It's not like they're in control of everything that happens. I'm gonna say the Usos
get the
win here. Yeah. Just to get 50-50 booking.
Yeah. Pete Quinnell.
Brian and Rowan.
Going with
Because they just won the tag titles, and I think they're more invested in Brian and Rowan currently than the Usos, because they're not doing much shenanigans.
I'm also going to go with Brian and Rowan for similar reasons. I think the Usos are more tied up with the Revival thing. In fact, you could even have the Revival come out and cost them the match or have some shenanigans. Also, don't want to think you want to beat your tag champs in like their first match that they've had as a tag team since winning the belts.
It's not for the title, though.
It is not for the title. No. And that actually did... I was always going to go with Brian and Rowan when I thought it was for the titles. But when I found out it wasn't for the titles, it did make me go, And I did nearly think the Usos, because 50-50 booking would logically dictate that the Usos picking up the win here.
Logically.
WWE logically.
Absolutely. It is crazy to think as well that Daniel Bryan pre-injury was meant to be in the WWE Championship picture on this card. And here he is on the pre-show.
Mental.
Owens could have been in Kofi's corner still.
Yeah.
Have a long-term story.
Christ.
We're also guessing this is on the pre-show. It is for the Cruiserweight Championship. It's Tony Nese versus Aria Daivari. Or just Daivari. Say Daivari. I don't know how to say his first name.
Aria, I think
Aria
it is.
Aria Daivari.
Aria Stark Daivari.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that the one with the dragons in that?
Yeah.
Pete Quinnell, what do you say?
Tony Nese, because I have no idea what's happening on 205, and Tony Nese just won the title, so Tony Nese.
It's good he dropped it, so Buddy Murphy could come on to SmackDown and do really good things.
He was on the YouTube channel. He cut that promo on Ali. That's gone nowhere.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'm going to go for Tony Nese too.
I've also gone with Tony Nese as well.
No one cares.
Good stuff, guys.
For the WWE United States Championship, it is Champ Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. I'd imagine there'll be some Dominic, did I say that right?
Dominic
shenanigans. But I do think that we're going to get a Joe retention, and I think we're going to be building to Joe versus Dominic for the title
at
some point soon. Mm-hmm. Either that, or we're going to get a Dominic heel turn on his dad, Ray, and that's going to lead to the Joe win. Either way, I'm going with a Joe retention. Oliver Davis.
Right.
I don't know why you're trying to book it like... You want to book it. You got to book it like WWE books it, which means Joe is going to win because Dominic is somehow going to get involved, but Joe will end up beating up Dominic. That will distract Ray. Joe will get the win.
Okay.
And then for the next few months, Dominic will be beaten up by Joe, and then it will be revealed that Dominic is with Joe.
Oh, all along.
Yeah, all along. All you were beating him up. How does that work out? It doesn't matter. It's shocking.
It's all part of the plan.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Joe too.
Going with Joe too. Pete Quinnell.
I was very close to going Mysterio, but I'm actually going for Joe because...
Go Joe.
I think Joe needs the title more than Mysterio does, quite honestly. So I'm going logical, which is... risky, but
risky strategy. Yeah. Let's see if it pays off.
But I think Joe just needs a title right now, so I want him to win.
You can't see shenanigans.
Oh, I can definitely see shenanigans.
Ray rolls up Joe, maybe.
Shock
and
face.
Joe looks really angry after he gets rolled up. Urgh, you got me.
Yeah.
I can't believe I fell for that again.
On Dominic's shoulders. with the belt.
Yeah.
I want Ray to hold up Dominic on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Probably Muppet Man style.
That'd be class.
Okay, up next, in a steel cage match, it is The Miz versus the beater-upper of Miz Dadda, Shane McMahon. Oliver Davis is going to come to you first.
I'm looking forward to this match. Genuinely, this is one of my more anticipated matches on the card, just because I like how stupid it all is. And it was my, you know, everyone says Kofi versus Bryan was the match of Mania. We all know it was Miz versus Shane McMahon.
100%, we all know this.
So much fun.
The history books will show that it was the match of the night.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think time is going to be kind to that match. I can't see it dating and looking laughable.
It is going to be the hardcore triple threat from WrestleMania X7 of its time, where everyone on that show talks about Rock and Austin or Triple H Undertaker. But this guy right here talks about Raven, Big Show, and Kane in the hardcore
Absolutely.
Triple threat match, where they do Godzilla stuff and they destroy a small city.
Now,
and do Mario Kart. It's great.
I don't know if this is the end of the feud. Of course, Shane flukily beat Miz at WrestleMania. I feel like Shane might win here again. A bit, because they've got a lot invested in Shane as this on the Shane presence. He is SmackDown's Baron Corbin. So I feel like Shane's going to win. I'm going to say Shane.
You're going with Shane. Pete Quinnell, what do you say?
I am going to say The Miz, because Shane won at Mania, and I think Miz is owed a victory. And also, Mizdad's going to return. He definitely won't, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mizdad's going to return, and he'll scare off Elias or something.
Yeah,
and
Randy Datson had some amazing fantasy booking on the NXT show, where he said the Mizdad's going to show up. And we all sort of, like, the three of us fantasy put together, the Mizdad is going to, like, beat up Elias, like hit him with a guitar. And then Shane's going to try and leave the door, and Mizdad's going to be standing there with the fists up, and Shane's going to be too scared.
Yeah.
And he's going to walk into a skull-crushing finale for a Miz win.
Oh, yeah.
That's brilliant.
It writes itself.
I mean, the correct answer is Mizdad comes up through the ring.
Of course. Of course.
But that's also good.
Or he lowers down from the ceiling like Sting. With the back hand.
After a year of moodily up in the rafters with Bailey.
Yeah, absolutely. The Sting family, that's what we're looking for. So I'm also going for The Miz. I think Shane is going to be moving on to his feud with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Shane is going to lose much by... I mean, because he's the Omni-Shane anyway. So I think that we're going to be moving on from that.
Shane's going to do something stupid off the cage, and Miz will, like, dodge and do a pin or something.
I think Shane is going to tease, maybe not do, but he's going to tease doing a coast-to-coast off the top of
off
the cage.
Off the top of the cage, yeah, it's a good shot.
I don't want to take that bump.
Yeah, no.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment.
Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Anyway, speaking of Roman Reigns, he is taking on Elias in a match that I'm going to predict is 90% rest hold. Mm. Roman makes a comeback, Superman punch spear and wins. I'm going with a Roman win.
Hey, because Elias is going to be beat down from that Miz Dad encounter.
Of course, yeah. Well, this might come first.
Yeah.
This will be the opening match to get the crowd off hot with rest holds.
Get them really fired up.
Yeah.
So let's get our neck cranking. Pete Quinnell, what say you?
Roman, obviously.
Davis?
Roman.
Yeah.
Roman.
Up next for the WWE Championship, it is Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens. Pete Quinnell, I'm going to come to you first.
I am going to say that Kofi is retaining over Owens because I don't think they even wanted Owens in this match in the first place to start with. And I don't think they're as invested in Owens as they should be, and they're kind of just putting him in as a placeholder until they can do what they really want to do with Kofi moving forward. So I think Kofi is just going to beat him.
I am also saying Kofi. I think it's far too early to be taking the title off of him, and exactly. I think that Kofi is going to lose his championship to whoever is the Money in the Bank holder.
Great show.
I think he'll be sort of screwed out of the title. The 11-year journey dream was stolen away from him.
It's a good way to eventually beat him. Mm-hmm. Poor KO.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
no.
When WWE wanted him to fight for the title, they had to give it to Kofi. And now he's fighting for the title, but WWE don't want him to be fighting.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a really fun match.
Yeah,
because
so.
I think Sami Zayn is going to get involved, and that's going to make you believe that Kofi might lose. So I think there's going to be a lot of drama. But yeah, I do agree with Kofi retaining. For all of WWE's faults since WrestleMania, they have booked Kingston phenomenally. Phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have changed a thing about it.
Yeah.
I think they've booked him to perfection.
Up next for the WWE Universal Championship, it is Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. Oliver Davis, what say you?
Mm.
Don't tell me you're saying AJ.
No. I'm saying Seth Rollins.
Okay.
But that is not to say that Seth Rollins stays champion tonight.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Because
Oh, you've got... Was this what you were saying to me earlier when we were walking to the shop?
Okay. All right. Well, no, we'll save this because I think save I know that. Where you might be going with this, but we'll save it till we get to that match.
Okay.
So you're saying Seth wins this match.
Yes.
Pete Quinnell, what say you?
Good one. I'm saying Seth as well. I think they're going to have... It's just like this is a bit of a filler match, really. They just want something that's going to pop the crowd a bit. It's like, oh, dream match. We can market that. But I don't think they really want AJ to win the title. And it's a bit too early for Seth to lose it. So
I'm also saying, Seth, I'd like to think this is first in a series of matches. And I think that we are going to see the full-on AJ heel turn after the match, Shinsuke Nakamura style at last year's WrestleMania, with a swift kick to the nobbins.
Ooh.
Then we're going to get full AJ Styles heel turn off the back of this. But I think is winning. Right, here is our first of two Becky Lynch matches. It's against Lacey Evans for the Raw Women's Championship. Pete Quinnell, what say you?
Becky Lynch. Because, well, I'll come on to it later, I guess, once we talk about the Charlotte match. But
I'm also saying the big old BL. Oliver Davis?
Put me down for Flinch as well.
Nice one. So Lynch, right?
Hmm?
Lynch, yeah.
Lynch,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Also, I really
I could put down Flinch so you could lose a point.
You booked this a while ago, Luke, but I haven't been able to shake it. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Put Charlotte on first, and that's a really intense match. Becky wins, can put me down for Becky winning Charlotte. And then Becky has to face Lacey, and it's a really believable fight then, because you think, oh, Becky's already been through the ringer with Charlotte. Yeah, I think that's another great way to add drama to this quite bland feud.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the next one of this. It's Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I am also going to say that Becky Lynch retains here. I think we are sticking with Becky two belts.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's too much marketing and merchandise in there to take one of the belts off at this point. Pete Quinnell, what say you?
I'm also going Becky. We've done a lot of predictions that are the same.
That's the fun of predictions.
Yep, totally.
And they're all the same.
like you said, I think they're... pushing Becky, she's like the golden girl right now. I don't think they want to take the titles off her yet, I could realistically see them taking one offer, but I think if it happens, it will be a Money in the Bank cash in, not Charlotte or Lacey.
Well, maybe it could come from our next match, which is the ladies. I think Andy Datsun's
in the
document.
Yeah, okay.
It's the ladies' Money in the Bank ladder match. It is Natalia versus Dana Brooke versus Naomi versus Alexa Bliss versus Bayley versus Mandy Rose versus Ember Moon versus Carmella. The winner of this will get the Money in the Bank beefcase. I think I am up first, and I have given this absolutely no thought whatsoever.
I don't care either, which is it's hard.
Well, yeah. I know mine, if you want time to think.
Yeah, go for it then.
I'm saying Mandy Rose.
That's a great shout.
Because I think that people are going to want to see Bayley win. I think people would, the fans that are in the arena, in theory, should want to see Bayley win. Or someone like Ember Moon, or people will think that Alexa Bliss might be winning, but I think it's going to be something to do with Sonya Deville, whether intentionally or not. Sonya Deville will cause a distraction or push someone off a ladder or something like that, which will allow Mandy to win.
I think we are going to get a spot in this match. See, I was so tempted to write down that the winner of this match is Nikki Cross. Because I think that... So my big wild prediction for this show is that they're going to do Nikki Cross wins the match, and then there's all a big confusion, and they're going to do the Money in the Bank again on Raw to try and pop a rating.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, yeah. It's a good idea. Though.
Yeah, it's a good idea. But so I think there will be some Nikki shenanigans, but I'm also thinking I'm going to go with Mandy Rose.
Ooh.
Oliver Davis, what say you?
Well, I've been burnt by Rose, true to the Fire and Desire name, where I chose her to win the Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania. And Vince did not deliver.
No.
Now, a lot of blonde women are down to lose on this show. So maybe this blonde woman should win.
But it could also
be... How many blonde women are in this match?
Natalia, Ember, and Carmella. Alexa. Dana Brooke's got white hair on Alexa, yeah.
So five out of the eight are blonde. Yeah. Diversity. I'm going to go... Yeah. You know what? Bayley.
Oof, Bayley.
Yep. And I can see
Sasha Banks.
Big ball.
Sasha Banks.
And in the men's ladder match, which I think is going to come into Oliver's, so I'm going to come to you first with this big wild prediction of yours. It is the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. It is Sami Zayn versus Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre versus Baron Corbin versus Ali versus Finn Balor versus Andrade versus Randy Orton. And the winner will get the men's Money in the Bank beefcase. Oliver Davis, I'm going to guess you're saying Ricochet.
So, what we didn't talk about in that Seth AJ feud is that the advertised matches for Extreme Rules are Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin. And Seth Rollins is the champion. Card subject to change, of course. Sometimes advertisements betray future plans for the company. Sometimes they don't play into anything. But everyone's saying Baron's been built up to fight for the title. I say maybe he's already got it. Maybe Baron wins Money in the Bank and cashes it in on Seth in the same night. That is not what I'm saying, though.
Oh.
I just cannot say that. I'm saying Andrade.
You're saying Andrade.
I think Andrade holding the briefcase suits his character with Zelina Vega as the business manager for a good 4 or 5 months. Then cashes it in on Kofi. A Kofi Andrade feud, I think, would be spectacular.
I'm also saying Andrade, but Pete Quinnell, what say you?
Yeah, Andrade as well. Pretty much the same reasons, except not that, because I just want Andrade to win, and I'm just picking with my heart for this one, because as much as I like most of the guys in this match, I just want Andrade to win. I really like him.
We said during the NXT review that for me, this is down to two men. It's either going to be Drew or it's going to be Andrade. And I think Andrade makes more sense to have the beefcase. So I'm going with Andrade here. But your Baron Corbin idea is not so out of left field.
It's totally believable.
Believable thing that they could do.
Yeah. Send their match Extreme Rules to be Seth Rollins as the challenger. To Baron Corbin's Universal Championship.
Do you then want to have, because we have got a
bonus. AJ turns heel as well, AJ can play second fiddle to Baron.
Oh my God.
Yeah, amazing.
That's how Baron cashes in. AJ turns heel and beats up Seth after the match, which allows Baron to run down and cash in. It all makes sense.
Yeah. It all makes sense. But we do have a bonus question. Will there be a Money in the Bank cash-in, brackets, successful or not? We want to put that caveat out there. So it has to be, announced as a cash-in, and they don't have the briefcase the following night. Whether they are successful or not, they have to have physically cashed in. They can have if it's an attempt, that doesn't count. It has to be properly cashed in. So Pete Quinnell, do you think there will be a Money in the Bank cash-in on the same night?
No, because they did that last year. I don't think they want to do it again.
I'm also saying no for the same reason. Oliver Davis?
I'm hedging my bets and saying yes.
Oof. I like this because you've gone for Andrade in the Money in the Bank ladder match, but you're saying yes here just in case your Baron Corbin prediction is true.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's a very smart play.
Flawless plan.
Very smart play. But that is all of our predictions.
Because this is on the line. This is the sweetest £4 prize, easily replicatable from most gimmick stores, but... what a prize.
What a prize.
What a prestigious prize to have an official one. Please go over to Patreon and become a pledge hammer today so you can join in and compete against us in the Wrestling Fantasy Predictions League, Wrestle League. It's heating up over there. So you can if you're already in there, there's the whole season 2 spanning to SummerSlam, but we also do it on a per pay-per-view basis, so you can see how you measure up there.
And it is a busy couple of weeks. It's not like the perfect time to get involved because week after this, we've got Double or Nothing. Then we have got NXT TakeOver 25. We've got Super Showdown. We've got Dominion. There's a lot of shows coming up, so it's actually the perfect time to get involved with the Wrestle League.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.